Chapter 6
Excuse me.
Colin Sellers had already started to react to the rapidly moving shadow by turning his right shoulder and hip away from the logical source as his right hand instinctively brushed his jacket back and away from the rubberized grip of the holstered pistol when the tenor of the woman's voice registered in his mind.
Would you happen to be Detective Sergeant Sellers?
Catching himself in time to keep the semi-automatic holstered, Sellers stared wide-eyed into the familiar face of an elderly woman with curly white hair and a three-strand pearl necklace clearly visible under a thick shawl. Familiar in the sense that he immediately recognized her as one of the early arrivals, she had caught his attention right away because in the dim light she looked an awful lot like Barbara Bush. He also remembered being intrigued by the visible display of enthusiasm and excitement on her finely wrinkled face as she hurried up the wooden steps to the auditorium, as if she could barely wait to see or hear whatever was on the program for this evening. It occurred to Sellers to wonder if Northwestern leaf molds might be more interesting than he had ever imagined. But then an uneasy sense of foreshadowing caused him to hesitate and glance around the area one more time before answering.
Yes, ma'am,
Sellers responded cautiously as he slowly brought his right hand out from under his jacket and turned to face the woman.
Oh, thank goodness!
She clapped her gloved hands in delight and reached out to grasp his hands in a surprisingly firm grip.
I'm Eleanor Patterson, your host for this evening, and I can't tell you how delighted I am to see you. I told Jane and Lori that the man standing by himself out here must be you, but they were so sure you'd be arriving with Robert.
Robert? Sellers asked in confusion.
Oh, yes, that dear boy. He was so excited when he told us you'd agreed to be our guest speaker for this month's meeting.
What?